Well, now we know. They will be the Seattle Kraken. I'm Tom Callahan. Welcome to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and you'll find there the link to our Talking Puck Discord. Come be a part of the community, talking all kinds of things, including the expansion now Seattle Kraken. As we found out the name, the logo, the colors, we were introduced to it just today as I'm taping this on a Thursday, and you're hearing this on a Saturday. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Kraken. It's kind of interesting now that we have a name, which doesn't feel like a big surprise, but to some maybe a relief, to some not what they wanted. But the Kraken now, I feel like they're much more real as a team because they have jerseys, they have a logo, they have a name, they have colors. And so now we can start to look down the road at some of the other really important decisions that are going to face this franchise rather soon. And it includes hiring their coaching staff, getting all those players in place that will eventually wear those uniforms, scouting and drafting and expansion drafting, and making sure that this team, when it hits the ice, is as competitive as they can be. Do I expect them to be Vegas Golden Knights successful in year one? No, but I do think they'll be set up to be competitive right out of the gate. But Vegas really had an interesting situation in that I think a lot of GMs just were not prepared for the way the expansion rules were going to affect them. And so Vegas benefited from that, and they were able to make some shrewd deals, not only to take some players, but for other clubs to protect players they did not want taken. And I think that stockpiling those draft picks, that was a great move. Vegas really put themselves ahead with that. Well, Ron Francis has the same amount of time for a lead up. And an interesting point in building this team, whoever the coach turns out to be, and of course Gerard Gallant's name keeps circulating within that, and I would say he's definitely in the mix. There's nothing concrete as of yet, but it'll be interesting to me to see if they did pick a guy who led that Vegas Golden Knights team in its inaugural season to such an incredible journey all the way to the Stanley Cup final. But something that now is looming large for Seattle in the Kraken favor is the pandemic. Believe it or not, COVID-19 may actually really make Seattle better. And here's how. The cap is now flat for the next couple of years, and then it goes up a little bit. That's a huge advantage for the Kraken because teams that thought they were going to have room to maneuver do not have it. They thought they were going to have time. They do not have it. All these teams are going to be under the gun. I always point Toronto out because they're at $100 million. Long-term IR cannot solve every problem. The Arizona Coyotes have to figure out how they're going to fit Taylor Hall in there, and they're going to have to do a little bit of juggling if they do. Now, that's not something that can affect the Kraken this year. They're not taking to the ice in 6 months. But in the run-up to everything, this is about the right time for Seattle to start looking ahead. Perhaps even maybe there will be deals to be made, much like there was with Vegas, to leave players on the board as opposed to drafting them. And you can pick up some draft picks from that. So Seattle actually, I think, is going to benefit greatly from the cap staying flat for a little while and then only having a slight increase, because teams that had planned on the cap moving up to be able to fit in some of their bigger ticket players and still get a team around those bigger ticket players now have some real thinking to do. And they're going to have to crunch some numbers. I think that this actually bodes really well for Seattle in the long run when it comes down to being able to fit everybody in there. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the name Kraken. I like it. That's the one I was rooting for. I love the logo and the colors. I actually like that they didn't go blue and green. There's a lot of blue and green in that Seattle sports scene. And they went four shades of blue, which is my favorite color, and red in the eye of the Kraken, and the S, which is the primary logo. They actually didn't go with a whole Kraken body or anything like that. They did a very subtle tentacle in the middle of the S, but they kept that S, which is a salute to the Seattle Metropolitans. The secondary anchor logo has the space needle in it, another nod to the historic architecture and the history of Seattle as a whole. And, you know, it's really well done. It's not over-designed. It's not crazy over the top. And I feel like whoever really came up with this and did the testing on this and they whittled it down to what we see is pretty impressive. because they could have easily gotten carried away with it, but they did not. And so Seattle saluting its history of its city, its hockey heritage, and, you know, looking at the same time, all the more like a modern-day team. The uniforms look sharp. I don't often say that I like white jerseys for teams. I think, like many people, the colored iterations are just more fun. They can be flashier, or they could just be more eye-catching. But the Kraken did a great job with their road whites. I'm very impressed with the way those look, too. And so it's something to look forward to. They'll be sliding into the Pacific Division as the Arizona Coyotes will move over to the Central Division. And the Kraken are in a great spot right now because they are holding a lot of the cards financially. Plus, they have their coaching search coming up, and that's going to dictate a lot of the personnel that come in after that. But right now, they have, finally, that identity. They have the colors, the logo, the look, the feel. Yes, Pinocchio, you are a real boy. So it's good to see the Kraken with their launch on today. As I said, this is on Thursday. I'm taping this, and you will hear this on Saturday morning. So, you know, let me know your thoughts. Jump on over to our Discord. And again, the link to join the Discord is in my Twitter bio. It's at Callahan on Air on Twitter. Love to see you over there. And also, trust me, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk between myself and Mike Haynes on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Talking Puck TV. You can catch us there on Twitch and on YouTube. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.